Does an orthopedic condition or sports injury have you sidelined? Make your comeback with GW Hospital Sports Medicine. We offer services from neck to toe, including care for shoulders, hips, knees, ankles, and hands. Plus, we're the official healthcare partner of GW Athletics, the DC Furies, and the DC Revolution. Get back to doing the things you love. Learn more at gwhospital.com/sportsmed or call 888-4-GW-DOCS. Physicians are not employees or agents of this hospital.
Welcome to MGP 488. I'm Kev, and with me as ever, the Sheepdog Anna and Pap. Say hello, boys and girls.
Hello, boys and girls.
Hello.
448.
Look, I'll decide what the episode numbers are.
488. I'm the king around here.
Save this intro for then.
I might have to.
Record your own special one for this and place it over the top and save this one for then. Because I ain't doing it again. I've done 488 now. You either use it this week or that's it. You're
I'll
done.
Cut that out.
If he'd have recorded the first part of the one he just lost us, you could have put in that 448. Yeah. It would have all worked.
Yeah, full disclosure, this is our second run through because my Audacity crashed and we lost everything. I do need to do a second disclaimer as well. I've got to get in early with it because I can feel myself already needing to act on the disclaimer. I have a cough. At any point, I might just randomly mute. When I randomly mute, I'm going to need you lot to just step in and finish my sentence for me because the coughs come from nowhere and I'm going to try and protect our listeners' ears from them. For example, right now.
So just to also fill in, I promised Merkman that I would say a phrase to get Kev reacting to it. And I said it on the other recording, Merkman. I practiced saying it.
There's no evidence.
First
time I'm hearing this.
Yeah. The phrase was, I hear Jair is doing Jair things. I practiced saying Jair so many times on stream because he wanted me to get it right. And we haven't got any evidence of Kev getting that cold. Now he knows. We talked about it. He said,
I don't remember any of this.
No, I don't remember. This is legitimately the first. I clearly wasn't listening the first time if you did say that because I didn't.
No, it never happened. He's such a liar. Oh, well. He's taken advantage of an accident that's happened to try and make it look like he's done some fan service there.
Well, I did. It's classic me. But no, you did say, why are you talking about that? And you did, to be fair to Merkman, you guessed it was Merkman that brought it up because he's the only person that remembers it. So you
not
know.
Familiar with that name.
And I also promised Showman Gaming I was going to talk about something, and I can't talk about it now because we did a whole like 3-minute bit about it.
About
Anna will tell you what game.
Persona.
There we
no,
go.
Don't remember that.
Got him to talk about it.
Anna,
we did a whole
on.
Thing. No, she's done it now. We did a whole thing. So you missed it all. And this is the tribute episode now.
Yeah, it was gold.
It was gold. Comedy gold. We were riffing. Kev was coughing. Anna said, don't. And I said, I won't. It was all, so much gold down the toilet.
I think I had everyone muted because I don't remember any of that.
Wow. I don't think any of it happened, Pab. Don't worry about it.
I've only had one and a bit beers. I'm not that far gone. I've made up my own episode, have I?
No.
You might have done.
You need to listen more, Pabby. Clean your ears out.
I really don't. This is why I listen to them after the fact, because I enjoy them so much more, because I actually listen to them on my own accord there afterwards. It's great.
Thinking about all the other
Pab's
things, someone said to
Pab
me...
fan.
Yeah, I am.
No one loves Pab more than Pab. Someone said to me, Sheepdog, this week, get really drunk on the podcast. I was like, you do know I spend the 2 hours before the podcast drinking beers and I switch to gin on the podcast. And then by the end of it, I'm not talking because I've had a bit too much. And they were like, oh, yeah, I've never really noticed. So, again, behind the curtain moment there. I'm not really that far gone that I just don't have anything to say by that point. Got it all out
so,
the system.
That's the reason you have to go before most of us.
I think it's because I have the most ridiculous stories to tell about my week and stuff, isn't it? And then I just, once I'm going, I don't stop until I think, uh-oh, we're 40 minutes in, I better stop talking. So how's everyone's week been? You all right? Other than Kev, who's obviously coughing.
Yeah, I'm coughing.
A bit sick.
Think about yourselves.
Wow. It's all I've had all week. It's driving me insane. Because he doesn't cough. He coughs and then he goes on more. He starts making like a noise really long. And it's just like, stop. Just stop.
I feel like this is an unnecessary character assassination on a man who's off his sick bed to do this podcast review like this week.
If you can play your network game, you can do the podcast.
Can I just translate that to what other people would hear? If you can do your job, you can join in with my hobby. That's what's been said there.
You do this so you can do good like things that you like to do. So you like being here.
He does like being here with his associates.
Exactly.
So yeah, has anyone else been up to anything this week?
I started the network game. I believe it was just mentioned. I cannot believe that the coughing fit is... I wasn't coughing the first run through. This time, it's absolutely ruining me. This is kind of what the network game was like yesterday. I was muted for large swathes of it. But it is setting itself up to be awesome. I now own an Everton shirt, which I've bought because I am now the manager of #Keverton. Did you know that you can't buy an Everton shirt without a name and number on the back from the Everton website?
What?
So I had to go through and pick a player. Interestingly, Gylfi Sigurdsson ones weren't any cheaper than any of the others, but they are still available on the website. But I have a number 12 Digne shirt now, because I figured of all the players in the current Everton squad, he's probably the one most likely to still be there at the end of like the second season. Because I imagine a big club will take Calvert-Lewin off me. But Digne, I think, is just Everton level. I think he probably stays. He's good enough for me to not bin off, but not so good that anyone else will sign him. And also, did you know, Everton shirts go up to a 5XL. They must make them fat up north, because I just have a thing. Whenever I buy a football shirt, I just buy the biggest size they do. And depending on what club it is, posh shirts look like they're painted on. My Arsenal shirts are a comfortable fit. I think they're a 3XL. But I just kind of, I didn't even really look at what I was doing. I just scrolled down as, biggest one. And I did a intro video for the highlights package today. And it looks like I'm wearing my dad's shirt. It's brilliant.
You've got me intrigued now. Who does the biggest? Do you reckon Newcastle will be the biggest?
I don't know. I might have to have a look.
But then they don't really wear shirts, do they? They just stand topless.
Exactly. So if anything, they want a smaller shirt so it's easier to bunch up and put in their pocket. They don't want a flag like what I've got.
West Ham fans, maybe?
An Everton flag. When it starts to get icy outside in the winter, I could cover my car with this shirt. It's going to be amazing. I think they've accidentally sent me the shirt that they pass around the stands and all the fans holding it and pass it around. I think they've sent me that one for 50 quid. Much cheaper than Arsenal shirts, I'd like to point out as well. Thank you very much, Everton Football Club.
I imagine fewer people want them.
Yeah. Really. #Keverton. We're going to be the champions.
That network save was really good, even though you didn't get to a match, did you? I don't think.
Nine days in.
Have they made it more... Is it more of a feature this year? Because I mentioned it before pre-show that someone I know is like 600 hours into a network save. And I said, what's that, about a month or two? And he said, yeah, actually, they're not... He said that their transfer window deadline day took longer than the real one. And I was just like,
that seems about right. Yeah,
that's insane. So,
bearing in mind, we're playing with Zealand, so ours is just taking... Most of yesterday was me just waiting for Zealand.
Zealand wasn't the last one to click, to be fair. It was usually Ben and... is it Jack, the other guy?
Look, the narrative is I'm waiting for Zealand, and that will always be the narrative.
Yeah. Well, I felt like you and him were constantly waiting, and then Zealand had his interview that we all heard the first half of, which was quite funny. It was just... I felt like you couldn't have scripted that. But it was perfect, just comedy. It was just slapstick the whole way through. And you were just dying on your backside coughing, which was entertaining to see because you were trying really hard to be involved. And you got your player that everyone was mocking. It was just comedy.
Pablo Fornals is a world-class attacking midfielder, as everybody knows. He's worth every penny of £37 million. In fact, that's already become a meme now, apparently, because I posted a... posted a picture on Twitter this afternoon. You can now buy Cornetto tips, which are just the bottom bit of a cornetto where you have the chocolate at the bottom of the cornet. Delicious stuff. Posted a picture of them on Twitter. One of the first replies, I imagine you spent like 45 quid on those based on yesterday's transfer window, did you? Oh, I see. I'm now just the guy who overspends on things, am I? Well, I'll have you know, it was £3 for 5 ends of a cornetto, and it was worth every penny.
I mean, that does seem a lot. Like, I would have expected them to be in a bag. Like,
it was nearly 9 mouthfuls of food for £3.
Like ice gems or something. I don't know, a bag of tips instead of a bag of ice gems. That's what I would have expected. But in real life, you'd never get Fornell for 30 million, would you? Never, ever,
exactly.
Ever.
These people, they just don't know how to play Football Manager. It's becoming more and more clear to me. I am the king of this game, and I'm going to prove it yet again. It's like the first Showdown all over again. If you go back 2 years to the first stream of Showdown, it was just incessant mocking of me as I made decisions that they considered to be ridiculous, and then I went and won the whole thing. This is setting itself up beautifully for me. Me and Anna and probably Dave all sat in my Everton shirt celebrating winning at the end of the season.
So I started playing Football Manager at the start of the week, and it's good this year, isn't it?
I'm really highly recommended.
I've developed a bit of a habit of, so I you probably won't have, I don't think anyone screenshot it or anything, so you won't have seen it, but I made the code of conduct for my team, and I was trying to be realistic. So I was like, these guys aren't on that much money, right? And I don't really care if they get one or two red cards. I'm not going to dock and pay over red cards. And I was like, but if you miss training, I'm not going to be happy. And whatever the other stuff was, I was like, yeah, fair game. But I kind of lowered a lot of the punishments because I just thought, look, everyone's doing what they can. And when I handed it to the players, they went, what the hell is this? And they were all really annoyed with me. So because they were all really annoyed and the whole team was against me, I just launched a chair across the room and told them all to stop. I was like the most aggressive I could possibly be. And they all went, oh yeah, fair enough. All right. And it immediately leveled things out. And I was like, okay. So my tactic has just been every now and again, I just launch a bottle or something. And I thought in the old games, that ruined squad morale and it all went wrong. But today I was 3-0 down at half time. And I literally walked in, launched a bottle, told them all they needed to do something else, make it right. And I tweaked a few bits and we won 4-3. And it was the most amazing half of football ever. So I'm having a great time. It's absolutely brilliant. And I'm just, you know, I'm enjoying the meme of me just constantly launching stuff in the dressing room because it's working. And I'm having a great time.
You end up in prison, aren't you?
It does feel that way. I need to launch my damn chairman. I asked him to get an affiliate. And he was like, why? And I said, well, we'll make money out of it. And he was like, the money's negligible. So then I tried later on, we'll get players from him. I don't want to loan players. I don't think it's a good tactic. And I'm like, just let me have a club that give me money and players, please. Just so that I can be creative with it. Like, come on. But the chairman's being an idiot. So a newspaper asked me if I was getting on with the chairman. And I said, we have had disagreements. And I was a bit negative about him. And immediately the papers were like, oh, Sheepdog's considering his future. And I was like, I'm not. I'm in there as Mr. Sheepdog. And I keep forgetting to set it so they call me Sheepdog. They keep calling me Mister. Hey, Mister. I'm like, that's not what I want to be called. I want to be called Sheepdog. But no, I'm having a great time. I've got a really bizarre press officer who, first interview, first day of the season, hated me. It just said, hates you in the corner. And I thought, right, I'll set that as my goal to make him actually like me. Because I've got no idea why he irrationally hates me, unless he heard about me launching the chair. Maybe it was his chair that I launched. But throughout the season, every time he talks to me, I'm only up to like November. Every time he talks to me, it either says, it just changes constantly, sorry. So sometimes he hates me, sometimes he's like, oh, mildly dislikes, no real opinion. Suddenly it started saying he was fairly positive about me and respectful. And then we had the interview and it was red and just said like he wasn't happy with me anymore. And this guy just, that's become a game in and of itself. I'm trying to figure out how the hell to stop him hating me. He just hates my guts. So yeah, I don't know what's going on.
Sounds like an excellent judge of character.
It's always him as well. There's no other journalists in the Vanarama North. He's the only man reporting on it. So maybe he's just really, really downbeat because he's got such a rubbish job. But yeah, it's been a great week playing that. I love it. I was already thinking, how am I going to play it and Pokemon at the same time next week? Like, balancing the streams, I mean. But I'm
going to say, that's the joy of Football Manager. Any game, when I've been playing Forza all week, I've been playing Football Manager as well. I'm always playing two games at the same time when I'm playing Football Manager.
Oh, I'm more meant on stream. No, I mean, when I'm off stream, I need to start a personal save that I just play on my own in my office. Because at the moment, I'm like, I want to fire it up. I'd have it on now, like you do, and I'd have it on all day, but I don't want to move on. I've got my stream up to a point. I'm at a game, and we'll play that when I play on Sunday kind of thing. But I think I prefer having an audience, and, you know, a few people have chucked in reasons why my tactics aren't working and stuff like that. So I'm learning a little bit, which is good, because it's similar to the start of Minecraft. I started Minecraft not knowing what I was doing. I started this thinking I knew what I was doing, and it was all a bit... But I mean, I thought I knew what I was doing in Minecraft, didn't I? And I'm learning already. So I like this. This is becoming my thing, I think, on Twitch. I start a game thinking I'm the expert, and then, well, not the expert, but at least a passing novice. And then I realise how out of my depth I am, and then I slowly climb up. So, yeah, I reckon one day I'll be knocking you off your throne, Chapman, and be sheepdog one time. And then I retire. We've started gaming too early. I had a question I wanted to ask you all, because somebody they attacked me earlier with an opinion that took me off guard. Like, I know a lot about myself. I'm a fat man. I'm an inch under 6 foot, which came up in this same conversation. How tall are you? 5'11". Oh, just under 6 foot. You might as well tell people you're 6 foot. Not sure you'd get away with it, and all of this. And I'm thinking, right, this is banter, but it's all right. And then out of nowhere, I get told that I, Sheepdog, have a small face. And that's been bothering me all day, because...
You sure they weren't comparing your face to the rest of your body?
Well, no, she was saying your face sits kind of...
I've got an Everton shirt out back that'll be just right for you.
She wasn't saying I had a small head. I'm not a Goomba. She was saying that my head's normal size, but my face is small within my head. And I was just like, is it? And so she had to get a mask for me to try on. I'm getting like a breathing mask for the night. She was reading my stats and said that I stopped breathing 14 times a night and all of this. And I was like, bloody hell, you know, just ridiculous stats. And so she got me three masks, or she said she had three sizes. And I just assumed the large one. I thought, I'm a big bloke. I'll only need a large one.
I think what she means is your features are smaller, that you're... Features are petite, they're next to each other. Not
I've
that
seen
you've got...
this man eat a steak yes, whole.
But Kevin,
not
yeah, but
taking
like...
a bite. I've seen him roll up a pizza and put the whole thing in his mouth.
So, this is part of how it kind of went down. She's given me a medium and a small now, because basically she put the small on, and it, from the top of my nose to my chin, it covered it. And I was like, okay, that does make me feel really like I've got a small face, and I feel
this is the man who vomited entire Yorkshire puddings, thus then, suggesting he was swallowing them whole.
But then while she was talking about it and getting it all sorted, I said to her, well, hang on a minute, if I do this, and I opened my mouth, and my mouth opened further than the mask had, so I was basically, because she was saying, if you open your mouth and the mask falls into your mouth, that's going to cause you a problem when you're trying to sleep. So I opened my mouth and I was like, yeah, immediately I could basically bite the bottom of the mask because my mouth's open. But then we were debating, would I be opening my mouth like a snake while I sleep? And I was like, look, I ain't guaranteeing I won't, but we probably need a medium-sized mask. So I worked her up to a medium mask so I can say I've got a medium-sized face. But she just kept insisting, nah, that mask is far too big for a face your size. That mask is not made for a face as small as yours. So she's given me like a small headband, which I was like, she told me I had a normal sized head. But she also told me, which I don't understand this, she told me that I have a flat round head. And I was like, it's impossible for you to have both a flat and a round head. It doesn't work. Like,
I mean, if you'd have ever met you, you wouldn't hold that opinion.
I was kind of like, maybe at the sides, like on one of those little dolly mixtures you get, you it's know, like, basically the cube.
You know when you get a ball of Play-Doh and you spend a while just making it perfectly circular in your hands, just rolling it around, it's getting nice and warm, and then you just drop it on the table, pick it up and have a look at it. That's kind of like what your head's like.
And I've got like a 12-sided dice in my hand, and I'm looking at it thinking, like, I suppose if my little face was in the middle, if I, like, I've got, I don't know what this dice is, because it goes from 00 to like 55. So it's like, must be a 5x table dice or something. I don't know. But I can't see 60 on it. So maybe it's not 12-sided, but it must be, surely. I know, naught naught's on there. That's it. Anyway, the naught naught is probably what my face looks like. I draw a nose and a mouth on that, and it's probably about right. Do I have a pentagon face? Is that what we're saying?
Yeah.
But that's, I'm reeling from that today. Just a flat, round head with a small face on it. That's, I don't even know how you fix that. That's just the card I've been dealt, isn't it?
Masks and hats, mainly, I guess.
Yeah, getting the hats. I wouldn't have shaved my head if I knew I was going to be attacked like that. I didn't realise the couple of strands of hair were making my head look more normal shaped. But oh,
no
well,
one said that. Nobody said that at any point.
Well, I mean, at least it would have covered some of my forehead at one point in my life, I suppose. And therefore,
I've known you over 10 years.
So I need to start wearing bandanas to cover up how much forehead there is. So I look like
yes,
I've got
a
proportionate amount of face to the rest.
Have
of
a Hulk
face.
Hogan moustache to go with them.
That'd be good. I think I could pull that off. It is blonde already. It's like the only part of my beard that's, but the rest of it's ginger, and then my mustache and beard are like whitey blonde. So maybe I tried to make that happen before and forgot. It was just a weird ordeal. I thought I'd gone to the wrong Westfield again. I genuinely nearly had a breakdown. I was driving along, following the sat nav, thinking to myself, this is not the route I took the last time I came to this hospital in 2017. This is not the area I drove to. This is not familiar at all, but I did it in Google Maps and I got the postcode off their website. So as I'm driving along looking for Papworth Hospital, and it said I was less than a mile away, the sign, it told me to turn right, and there was a sign on that saying Addenbrookes Hospital was to the right, and I genuinely thought, I'm just going to pull over now and cry. I was like, I can't, I was already like 10 minutes late for my appointment, and I just thought, where am I? How have I done this? Like, this is absurd. How have I done this? So I just thought, you know what, I'll go there and I'll park at the hospital and then I'll figure it out. And hopefully they'll be like less than 10 miles apart and I'll just ring them. So when I got, I don't even know why I did that, because I could have just pulled over, but I drove on. And it wasn't until I got on site at Addenbrookes that there was a sign that said Papworth was on the same site. And a couple of people on Twitter were like, yeah, that happened in 2018. And I'm like, yeah, well, the last time I went there was 2017. So, you know. But,
they've also completely redone the road since then, as I've told you many times. The A1, A14 junction has been completely rebuilt and moved.
But that bit wasn't what I was confused about. I'm sure I passed some sort of animal shelter last time when I went down there, and there was like a little towny bit. But yeah, someone was saying to me, when I tweeted it, they thought I'd gone to the shell of the old hospital or something, which... In my defense, if I'd have been like you and known the roads, I'd have probably tried to drive there without the sat nav, if that makes sense. Because I'd have gone there knowing that was where it was. Because I didn't know, I luckily haphazardly arrived at the right place. But honestly, I was so close to a mental breakdown when I thought I'd done it again. Because I was genuinely like, what is wrong with me? Why can't I just pick the right place and drive to it? Because even when I tried to get to the right field the other week, I ended up in some housing estate, didn't I? Like, 3 miles from Westfield. I was on the cusp. And when I saw Papworth written on a little sign in their car park, I was like, oh, thank God. I was just so relieved. But when I arrived, they were like, you realize you're half an hour late, don't you? And I was like, yes, I've had the worst journey. I'm really anxious. Just let me in.
Look how small my face is. Take pity on me.
Well, I think they were just like, I'm not going to haze a man with a face that small. That's probably why I'm so disarming. That's the thing. People are just like, yeah, look at him and his little face. Because, they were kind. It was very funny, though. I very much enjoyed my thing. And now I've got to sleep with a Bane mask on every night for the rest of time.
Your wife is a lucky lady.
Well, yeah. I mean, she won't have to put up with snoring anymore, Kev. Because it is silent. I put it on, tried it out earlier on, and it only makes noise if it's malfunctioning, like if it wasn't to my face enough. So if it's on my face and everything and it's fine, it's completely silent. So she'll never have to hear me snore again. And you should probably get one, sir.
Anna won't let me because she says it will make me sound like Darth Vader.
It doesn't make you sound like Darth Vader. It's silent. That's the point.
If it's silent, not there going, yeah, because that would annoy me. You see, I can't.
That's what I'm saying. It doesn't do that. Yeah, I that was the first thing I said to him. Mrs. Sheepdog will not allow me to keep her up all night with a noisy machine. But it's silent. I tried it out earlier, and it's just noiseless. So yeah,
do I have to go and see the doctor? Can I just buy one?
I don't know. Look it up. I don't know. If you can buy one, then I probably spent more on petrol getting down there and stressing out than I could have done. And I had the insult of being told I have a small face. So yeah, buy one, because they'll probably tell you you've got a big face or something.
Kevin does have large features.
Oh, you can clip that one. He's probably coughing again. Should we talk about games now? I've derailed our previous talk about games.
CPAP machine.
You swines went and bought a brand new game that came out on Tuesday at the weekend just so you didn't have to play it with me, which, again, that almost hurts as much as being told I've got a small face.
But you had ample opportunity to play with us from Tuesday onwards, and you've been playing Football Manager instead. I've played Forza every night this week.
I have a question for you, because I got it today, and my word, that is an amazing game, isn't it? Bloody hell,
it's very good.
And what start? Like, I started it up, and my sons were just, you know, faffing around, and they saw the aeroplane, and I'm like, what are you up to? And I'm like, I'm playing a racing game. And then they watched us, it basically just dropped a car out the back on a parachute, and my littlest just climbed up on my lap. Like, I don't even think he realized he was doing it. He just was so mesmerized by what was going on. He appeared on my lap and he was just watching me race around, and they thought it was amazing. I thought it was amazing. We did all of that. And then, yeah, I've just been doing little bits. I've not played it for long, but I have a question about, you know, it shows your driver tars. Are some of those people online or are they all offline? Does that make
sense?
Not
if it's a driver. You can run into people who are online just driving about. But driver tars are not online. They're just based on how you've driven in the past.
I'm not sure, because some of them had just a D or something on their thing, and some of them had a little blue icon. I drove head-on into Wanderer Pab when I saw him out and about. that is you, isn't it? Wanderer, you're actually... Yeah. But then what made me wonder whether the people were online was because I was just gadding about. I think it was... is it Aaron HUK? Yeah, I saw he had a blue icon, so I drove ahead of him and then just hit the brakes. Just broke immediately, so he smashed it in the back of me. And I just thought, if he's online playing live, he'll have enjoyed that. But if he's not playing live, his driver tar won't be very happy. But yeah, I just started causing a bit of havoc. But if those driver tars copy your style in the game of in other people's games, is that what it's supposed to do? So it will show me driving the way I've been driving in this game so far?
Is that accurate? Within reason, yes.
Okay.
Is it going to put your data over a series of races? I don't think it's going to go,
right,
look at this pillock, and we're just going to give you the
I was going to say, my worry was going to be careful if you're ever out in the desert, because I wasn't really understanding when it told me to drive to an icon or whatever. And I just drove past it about 7 kilometers. And then I realized I'd done that because I was just enjoying how it looked. I was just more enjoying the drive, causing havoc, driving into you and Aaron and other people. And then I realized I was 7K from it. So I didn't take the roads, just drove across the desert and was just enjoying that. When I arrived at the mission, I was just flicking through the different ways you could look at the car. And all my windows were smashed and I wasn't in very good standing. But I've wrecked that car, but no, I'm having fun with it. I didn't really enjoy the last it was like in a city driving around doing little challenges and stuff. Can't remember what that one was called. I didn't really enjoy that demo that much, but this has just been really cool. I'm enjoying it a lot. I let my son pick the avatar, kind of. I picked a female, went down the route, and then he was picking like the hair color and stuff, and he assumed the prosthetics were a mandatory pick, so he automatically picked that my character's got a prosthetic left arm. And I was just like, okay, I'm not going to say no, I'll just carry on. I thought I'm not going to be like no and disagree, but yeah, I thought that was quite cool. My character's walking around with a prosthetic left arm now. That I'm a bit confused because it's acting like a, it's like robotic. It's moving. Is that? I didn't realize we were at that point in technology as a species that she was moving it around like she was controlling it with her mind. Is that a real thing? Because that's a bit of a side thing, but I was like, that's amazing. But yeah, I think my character looks absolutely awesome. I was well impressed with their kind of inclusivity options and stuff like that. I know it was mentioned. I think one of you guys might have mentioned it was coming up.
The one thing I mentioned to Anna when I was doing the character designer, I said you can have any number of prosthetics. You can have either gender. You can have whatever color of skin you could possibly imagine. You know, the one thing you can't have, you can't make them fat. No. Yeah, cannot make them fat. I
can't give
them
a small face either, Kev.
Well.
But yeah, no, I mean, you can't make them fat because it would weight down the car, I imagine, and you wouldn't fit in the seats and stuff like that. I'm saying that as a fat man. I'm not being fattest. But
you hate fat people, though. It's all you ever talk about.
That's all I ever say. It's all those Hawaiian shirts. Yeah, you also can't have someone with a flat, round head, which, yeah, very disappointing. But no, I'm impressed. I feel like you lot are corrupting me into a bit of a... I'm edging towards the meat-headedness of gaming because I'm getting all these games on Game Pass and they are very good. They are very easy mm-hmm. to lure you in. Telling me that I had to do a race in... I think it was if you get it under 8 minutes, you get a, you know, you get a perfect race. And I did it in like a minute and a half. And they're like, that was perfect. And I thought, that's definitely done that to make me feel special rather than me being any good, isn't it? Like, I don't mind that. Keep patting me on the head. I had a race against a cyclist at the start as well, which I thought was weird. A cyclist in a skydiving outfit or something, was it? But it was very cool. I mean, just awesome random stuff, isn't it? Very good. Are you finding the same? Are you finding it as good as I am? Because to me, it's new. You might be.
I am enjoying it very much. It's a wonderful, wonderful game.
I would tend to agree. I've found myself thinking it's kind of more of the same in certain aspects, and it is. It very much is. It is more of what you get from the previous ones. First things first. I've only just found out how to turn the audio description off. I spent a lot of the game when I go into a menu going A pause or whatever it says, B exit, and I was like, I don't know how to turn this off. I could just to have audio description on all the menus, and that it was just I don't know how to turn it off. Anyway, I did that, and then I discovered the like Horizon event things or something like that. It's called something like that now, and I've kind of just abandoned everything for it. All I'm doing there is trying to do the challenges that are inside in that, because you unlock, you have to you have a series of like all multiple different challenges, and you get given points for completing certain challenges. And if you get a certain amount of points, you unlock vehicles, and these are monthly timed events. I think I don't know. I don't know if they're monthly. It might not be. Don't hold me to that. But they are timed events. You have only so long to get these many points to unlock the car. And one of the first cars there is a DeLorean. So now I'm
up for
well,
that.
I want one of them now. So now I just abandoned it all today just to go and do these challenges. And a lot of them, it's just simple as like get 2 stars on this jump. Get, you know, do this race or whatever it is and whatever it is and do... just do this speed challenge in this type of car. But it's been fun doing that.
I was getting a lot of points for crashing into people like you, Pab. That was interesting. It kept just
you do
saying,
get points
like...
for you get points for pretty much everything.
I get points for drifting in the desert, even though I was just losing control of the car. It was just spinning in circles and I was getting loads of drifting points. And I was like, yay, mm-hmm. keep going. Mm-hmm. Support mm-hmm. of everything. Mm-hmm. It's very good.
On my quest to complete these challenges, I've then dipped my toes into the auction house, which was an interesting time because it required one of the challenges required me to have a certain type of car, which I didn't have. So I was like, you can have a buyout, you can go into the auction house and just literally, it's just reams and reams of people putting cars up and you can just buy them. Well, or you can bid on them. So I feel like I spent about half an hour just in the auctions, just bidding on things, not winning them. And I just eventually just bought one outright because I just got tired of it. I just bought one outright because it wasn't that much. Because that tell you what that game does, it throws money at you for fun. And I've never, ever found myself at the point where I need money, ever. So I just thought, you know what, I'm for 150 grand, I don't care. It doesn't matter. Me scrimping and saving, bidding at 60 grand for these cars that I want. Sod it. I'm not winning them. I'm not spending any more time. I'm just going to buy it.
Did you try bidding 100 grand, Pab?
No, because the bids just go up in like increments. You just put like winning bid. You just put the winning bid in like at that time. And then the also other thing, it doesn't show you when it's going to actually, the auction's going to end. It just says ending soon. And I'm like, I don't know if that's just to stop snipers, like from nicking it right at the end.
I imagine would be really quick, wouldn't they? Yeah,
it just says ending soon. So you just sit there. You're like, it says ending soon, and you're the winning bid, and then it just pops over and goes, "You didn't win it." I'm like, all right, okay, then. So somebody did it right at the right time and nicked it. But there's auction houses. There's so much, like...
Maybe get a notepad and put the times down that it happens.
I genuinely don't know. Learn a pattern. I don't know what it is that the reason how it actually works, but that's been interesting to do. Like I said, I've never normally done that sort of thing because I've never had an urge to buy an actual car. Just cars are just thrown at you left and right in that game, and I've never had a desire to buy one. So, yeah.
I didn't realise you could. I thought you just had to win them. That's quite cool.
No, you
I did have a thing.
Go on, no, you're good.
I like being able to set my own reg number on the car. Yes. And I just, because the boys were here, I put Ben Ollie M. And as I'm driving away, I thought, it just looks like it says Benoleum. So I had to Google and make sure that wasn't some like ultra poisonous chemical or something. I don't like some mad scientist who's just, you know, trying to sell his medicine or whatever. Benoleum. Buy Benoleum. But yeah, I'm thinking I might have to write that into a story now at some point, make that some sort of chemical. But yeah, just created science there. But the boys like that again. I like how customizable it is. It's very cool.
Have you been into like your cars and customize them?
I haven't properly been into it, but I looked at it being there.
Going to the paint jobs, and it is wild the stuff you can. I mean, talk about anime. There's a lot of anime cars in this game.
I don't know that she'd want to see it. She's not in the driving games.
But yeah, there is so much stuff in this game, like different custom paint jobs that people have done. It's wild. I don't even think that anime talk was this
podcast. I think that was the Lost podcast.
I don't know. But yeah. it's a good one for
I feel like Game Pass has had an absolute worldie this past 4 weeks. Like, the three games I've played in it aren't the only three games that have been out, but Age of Empires, Football Manager, and Forza. Like, Microsoft must be laughing their socks off at me.
It's running up to, like, silly. It's like you're in silly season now.
Well, yeah, but this feels like probably the best silly season I've had in years. Do you know what I mean?
So they've got games that they can bank on. So your Age of Empires is Microsoft. So you're going to get that for free. Forza, you're going to get that for free because it's a Microsoft game again. Football Manager, they've paid big for that. Clearly, they've paid big for that. And it's a big boon for them because, like I say, it's a big audience. And they're doing that to try and, you know, get numbers, get people up, get, like, bums on seats, really.
I'm looking at my list. Back for Blood was quite a big one for me.
Yeah.
And then I've got Pokemon next week. I know that's not on here, but
the most surprising
one
for me is that the Skyrim Anniversary Edition wasn't on there. You had to pay extra for it, even though they own Bethesda.
That does seem. Do you think they're going to do that at Christmas or New Year?
I had to pay £15. You can get the whatever special the one edition. That was like 5 years ago. Yeah, the special edition you get on Game Pass, and then for an extra £15, if you've got Game Pass, you can upgrade it to the Anniversary Edition. But yeah, the Anniversary Edition itself wasn't part of Game Pass, which I thought was really odd.
That is bizarre. I say, maybe they're just thinking they'll make more money out of it up front, because I'm guessing Anna got it. I saw you were putting pictures up, Anna.
We both got it.
I've still never played that more than a couple of hours, so it is one of those
maniac
things. It is one of those things where I'm like, okay, I could probably set myself a rule of not doing all the stupid stuff I used to do.
You don't have to be over encumbered. You don't need all those cups.
The last time I played it, I probably put in, I want to say, 6 or 7 hours. But what killed me was I absolutely robbed everything, and then I got arrested and I lost everything. And I just thought, well, that wasted about 3 hours worth of playing. But it was because I wasn't playing the game properly. Do you know what I mean? So if I just played the game properly, I'd probably be all right. But I know that's a me problem. But it was just the kind of, I don't know. And the thing is, it's dumb the way I was doing it, because I imagine if I just played the game, I'd get money eventually anyway, and I wouldn't need to, you know, I'd get valuable stuff rather than trying to, you know, sell every cup I find or whatever. So I get it. I don't know. Never really had a chance to get into it, and I don't see it being the sort of game that I'd sit and do a stream of, so I don't really know when I'd play it, because it needs a lot of time, doesn't it? And I think me streaming Skyrim is probably not going to be a... I don't know.
Everyone loves rimming.
Maybe it'll be something I'll do after all the Pokemon games are done. I genuinely don't feel like I've had a silly season this silly in a long time. And I know three of these are because I've got a PC now, but
I can't believe you're saying silly season, because there's nothing out now for me till February. Not a thing. I'm looking at game now, and there's nothing out until Feb. We've got February 18th, February the 25th. Yeah, nothing.
I don't feel like our tastes are that far apart either. That's the weird thing. I don't feel like we're that different. But for me, it's like, oh, finally. And you're there going, bloody hell, it's quiet.
Yeah, I don't want to play Forza. I don't want to play Football Manager. I don't want to play COD. I don't want to play Battlefield. I don't want to play Halo. I don't want to play any of them.
You're going to have to get Gen 4 Pokemon in, and it's the answer.
Oh no, what I've been playing will tide me over till February.
Get little chibi Pokemon though. They're all little and cute.
I'm all right.
Chibi.
Chibi, what is it?
Chibi.
Chibi. I read chibi. Words, I say them chibi. How I think they're said.
Chibli.
Chibi. I couldn't remember if I had an L in it or not, if I'm honest.
Sheepdog's not a big Pokemon fan, so you can't expect him to know.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, it's not a Pokemon thing. Chibi or whatever it is it? It's just a thing.
I don't know what you're saying.
It's like a style. They're like, because it was an old 2D Game Boy DS game, whatever it would have been at the time.
So it's a remaster.
Sorry?
It's a remaster of an old game.
Yeah, so this is a Gen 4 remaster, basically. They've remade it in this chibi style. Mm-hmm. The conversations and the battles aren't in that style, as far as I'm aware. It's just when you're walking around the map, because they've made it 3D, it's quite funny, because one of the things about the original game was they made this 2D picture statue that was both the box legendaries combined. Depending on how you looked at it, it looked like one or the other. And they just had that in the game, and it's very clever. It was part of the plot. But obviously, when they make it 3D, it was virtually impossible for them to do that. And the plot kind of hinged on that at one point or another. I can't remember exactly how. So they've managed to do it by making it this art style that is a little bit small and a little bit cute looking. And I think it works really well. As you can imagine, half the internet are unhappy about how it looks. But I think it looks pretty cool. It looks new. It looks clever. And I'm really excited it's coming out on Friday next week. So I feel like I'm on a runaway train of new games at the moment that I'm really enjoying. So it is bizarre that you've got nothing at all and you're relying on Skyrim. But then I'm playing a game that's older than that, I suppose. I don't know, next week. But
you know what I want to know?
Go on.
Is there a Sheepdog's managed once again to get on his soapbox about Pokemon without just sneaking it in?
The man's a monster, isn't he?
Well, it's coming out on Friday. What can I do?
Pabs, I've got an idea. Play an advert while he thinks about what he's done.
Mm-hmm.
We all take on different roles every day. One minute you're a parent, the next a chef, or a driver. That's why the Volvo XC40 Recharge is designed to be as versatile as you are. It's fully electric and includes a 360-degree camera, Google built-in, and more. Contact your local retailer to learn more or visit volvocars.com/US. The Volvo XC40 Recharge, for every you. Some equipment optional. Google is a trademark of Google LLC.
There you go. That's given him some time to come to terms with derailing the podcast again with Pokemon talk. Absolute monster. Irrelevant really? Pokemon talk.
Irrelevant. You could get the Disney Classic Games Definitive Edition, Anna, 3rd of December.
The what?
Aladdin, Jungle Book, and Lion King all on one.
No, I'm all right. Played them when I was little.
I mean, Aladdin was cracking. Yeah. I got to the final boss of Lion King, and I genuinely didn't know what to do. Like, Simba had no moves that could kill Scar, so I'm almost tempted. When they remastered Alex Kidd in Miracle World, I did a one-off stream where I played that from start to finish. I'm thinking I could one-off stream the Lion King maybe one day, just to get to that final boss against Scar and figure out what the bloody hell you're supposed to do. I never played Jungle Book, so I don't know if that's any good, but I'm trying to think whether I beat Jafar in Aladdin even. I feel like I got to the end boss of both of those games and then just put them away because it was too hard. But it's weird that they're bringing them out again. They were good, I suppose. You are right, though, looking at the game list, there's nothing.
Yeah.
There's nothing for you, and there's not that much for me, to be fair. You've got Game & Watch, Shin Megami. I'm not going to read the whole list like that, but the Smurfs got a game out. A couple of highlights there. A game called Zenith. The Smurfs was being sarcastic. What is Zenith? An action RPG? That might be up your street. It's on the Switch, though, so probably puts you off. Let's Sing 2022. Want some cricket,
no,
Anna?
No.
Cricket?
See, look, looking at Feb, we've got Horizon, we've got Saints Row. I know. It might not come out.
Good luck with that.
But then in March, we've got the Borderlands one. We've got Dying Light coming out soon. So there's stuff coming. They all just got delayed a lot.
You'll play Beyond a Steel Sky, surely?
I don't even know what that is.
It comes out on the 30th of November. It is a... Oh, God, I was just reading it. Where's it gone? A dramatic, humorous cyberpunk thriller in which engaging puzzles drive a fast-paced narrative set in a dynamic game world that responds to and is subverted by the player's actions.
What, Beyond a Steel Sky?
Yeah. And it's on PS5 and Xbox and Switch, which the Switch version, you're wondering how, surely. It uses AI, apparently.
Maybe.
It explores the themes of AI, sorry. Sorry, I just saw AI in the list of features. Sorry. There's like a massive paragraph here, and I thought, I'm not reading out the whole paragraph. I'll be here all night. So I took a stab, but I immediately got it wrong. I tripped over the first hurdle. But it's intelligent puzzles. So, I mean, you might enjoy that one. It's coming out, 18 days' time? You are correct that it's very thin from this point onwards, but.
Has moved 3 months into the future.
Everything has. Yeah, I mean,
it's annoying.
It's just that time of year where it's like it's get out now or push it, and most games have already pushed it.
Yeah, but this time last year, I had too many games to play. I couldn't sit down with one game because it was game after game after game, and now I've got nothing. It's just they could have bought one out.
There's so much out there, Anna.
I know.
You need to start digging. You need to start just digging
around. Oh, trust me, I have this week when we get there. Trust me.
January 28th, Anna. January 28th, Pokemon Legends Arceus.
Oh, God. Sheepdog.
That's going to be amazing. Mark my words.
Is it?
That's going to be.
You've seen the trailer?
No, I haven't. I've seen loads about it. That's going to be brilliant. Hands down, that is... Everyone's going to say that's a game changer for them. I genuinely think you probably won't play it ever, but you'd probably enjoy it if you did, Anna, that one, because it's a different style entirely. And, it just looks good. I'm excited. I'll be gutted. Trust me, in depth.
Yes. From you.
I was going to say, if that turns out to be rubbish, then set your calendars for when will the next podcast be? Oh, do you know what? It'll actually be that night. So you get my first impressions on the 28th. And I'll be raging if it's not good because it looks perfect. Yeah, go on. Talk about what you've been playing this week. You've been rimming all week, haven't you?
No, because that was only yesterday. That only was released yesterday. So I finished Guardians, which I had such a good time with. Great game. And then I was just sat there on game going, now what do I buy? And there's like I said, there's nothing. So I sat there and I was just like, what can I play? What have I only finished? So I started Mass Effect Andromeda again.
Is that worth playing through?
It's not bad. Like, so I've played
worth
all the...
giving a go, I think, yeah.
Yeah, it's not... Like, when it came out, yes, the animations were off. They weren't great, but they were trying something different. And I didn't mind it. It didn't bother
they
me.
Fixed it all. They yeah. had so many patches now, they've fixed that.
Oh, don't tell me that, because, like, I only played probably, I want to say, like, 8 hours of it, maybe. But I think I accidentally skipped some of the story, because I ended up in, like, I think I've said this before plenty of times, but I ended up in a temple.
Yeah.
And I shot something, and then everyone was running out of the temple. But I was like, I don't know who any of these people are. I don't know how I've got to this temple. It was like I sort of solved a puzzle I came across. And then but, it seemed well, like it was.
I don't know how you don't know who the people are, because two of, there's like there's three of you in that temple, and two of them start with you when you get on that planet.
Yeah.
So I don't know how you don't know who they are. No,
but I think when I got on the planet, it was like drive out to this base to do something. And you know me, I took a wrong turn somewhere along the way, solved a puzzle, and then was in a and then I was just in a temple, and it was like, well, I wasn't told to go to the temple. I was told to go to a specific other place and follow the plot. It was like I'd kind of skipped part of the plot.
So basically, on the first planet, so there's multiple planets. On the first one, there is like three shrines, if you will, that you, there's sometimes you have to find certain shapes that make a puzzle. And then there's a light that comes out the top and beams to the middle of your map. You go over there, you go down in underground, and then you have to go through the vault. And basically the vault rumbles and you have to run out really fast because it terraforms the planet so you can live on it. Because when you're just going around, if you get out of your car, the air is toxic, so you can get out of your car. But not for very long. When you... when you go in the temple and do that, it terraforms it, so some areas like are livable.
So I probably was supposed to do it when I did it. It just didn't. I don't know whether I must have missed a conversation because I wasn't following it well or something stupid, and or maybe it was that I had a conversation, saved the game, turned it off, came back a week later, didn't know what I was doing. Do you get what I mean? There was some sort of disconnect for me. So when it happened, I was like, "What the hell? I don't understand." And so I just stopped playing it because I wasn't really feeling it. And then it's been years and I've not gone back to it. But
yeah, I think it's like 5 years it came out.
Actually, it was good fun. I just...
You missed something.
You're the second or third person like this week that's mentioned that this game is good. So I'm guessing people are talking about it because obviously Thor's not far away, you know.
They released a screenshot this week. That looked like the Geth, and it's like, oh, Mass Effect. And I was just like, oh, yeah, Andromeda. I enjoyed what I played of it, but then I downloaded something or other, and I didn't go back to it. So I started it from the start again. I think, am I on... I don't know. I think I'm on PlayStation, maybe on Xbox. I don't know. I'm on Xbox, because somehow I own it, and I don't know how, but I do.
Anna, are you fingering your slug currently?
I am.
It's very audible.
I've put it down. I have a 3D slug that I like.
Honestly, you've just gobbed their drink everywhere. Like, there are monitors.
Someone just swerved the car over a ravine.
Yeah. There's people on the bus who've just been covered with someone's Pepsi. And they're sat opposite them. Oh, my word.
Wow.
My I was just like, what just happened? So Mass Effect Andromeda is good.
So I own it. I think it's on Game Pass somewhere.
It's part of EA Play, so it'd be part of the Vault thing, from EA
But
Play,
I don't have Game Pass at the moment. I actually own the game, so I've bought it at some point.
So yeah, it probably would have got it at some
point. Okay. But yeah, I've put in a good few hours. There's lots to do. You have a new ship. You get new characters. It's not bad. It's not Mass Effect Trilogy, but it's not bad.
It's only 19 hours long as well, so it's like, I say only. I could do that in a few
hours.
Sittings. You know, that's not too bad, is it? Like, if I was focus.
It's a lot like One, in a way, because I think it was One, where you would do planets, and a lot of the planets would be in the buggy. So there's a lot of driving around, but as you drive around, checkpoints open, and then you can just fast travel around your map and do what you need to do. But yeah, it's not bad, and for something that's out there that's on Game Pass, if you've got Game Pass, or it's a couple of quid elsewhere, it's not a bad game. And it's Mass Effect. Yes, there is like one line in there where she says like, my face hurts, and you're like, what? Why does your face hurt? That doesn't make any sense. But apart from that, it is really jarring when she says that. You're like, excuse me, what?
Probably like more jarring than like other games like Jill Sandwich or Titus laughing in.
Yeah, it's just one of them. And you're just like, you sit there and go, all right, whatever. And then you just carry on. But yeah, you've got, go for it. There's obviously a good story there. You're finding out stuff. There's multiple worlds that you can go and land on. You still got your Krogan there. You've got a new Krogan called, I think his name is Drac or Drax. Sounds a bit like the Drax off Guardians.
Isn't it a female one?
Female what,
Is it Krex?
It's something like,
being one who attacks me when I got to one of those puzzles. It started shooting at me, and
that's
and
an Asari,
like,
I think.
I know it was a whatever they called.
A Krogan.
Do you know what? I was thinking Krogan, and then I was like, and I'm sorry to say the word again, but I was like, that's a Pokemon, so I trailed off.
There's a blue one called Asari, yeah, no, and her name's PB.
No, it was definitely a Krogan who I remember attacking us or being there or ignoring me. Maybe they were doing some sort of heist or something, and I got in their way.
You go to like a base, and he's there killing a big dog thing, and then he joins your team if you talk to him. But yeah, Mass Effect, fine. It's something to do. They fix some of the bits. Good game, good cool. Like guns. You've got lots of like upgrades and developments, and just there's a lot in there. There's a lot to do. It will take me more than 19 hours because I'm me and I like to do everything.
Apparently, that is for side quests. It says it's 12 if you skip all the side bits. So
yeah, but this is me. Again.
No, but I'm there thinking, well, I could skip the side bits and just, I don't know, play it over the weekend. I don't know. Like, it's not the sort of game I'd stream because I think I'd just be too rubbish at it, but I could play it. I can play it in my room. I don't know. it is weird. I feel like excited. I've got lots of possibilities now. It's funny.
Exactly.
I've had this computer months, but.
I will say, if it's not on Game Pass, it's a fiver you can get it for Origin.
That's all right, so. Though.
Five is not bad. It's a full game, you know what I mean? It's the Mass Effect universe and whatnot. So that's all good. And then yesterday, the Skyrim, anniversary came out. So I was like, it's £47. Do I really want to spend £47?
Time for some rimming.
No. But I went onto my game case and there was Skyrim Special Edition. Popped that in, went down to 15. I win game today. Because I wasn't going to. One minute, I need to.
I wasn't going to spend that money.
Sorry, I am
sausage.
Like...
Sausage.
Sausage.
Are they saying genuinely that it's like best part of 50 quid for anniversary
10-year-old game.
A 10-year-old game, they go for 50 quid. Then again, oh no, we're not gonna go on to the GTA trilogy. We're not gonna get onto that today. No, let's not do that.
See, I own
that
the
was
special
on Game Pass though, wasn't it? The GTA one.
GTA 3 is on Game Pass. GTA
San Andreas is on Game Pass, isn't it? Yeah.
San Andreas on Game Pass. GTA 3 is on PS Plus.
They've spread them out, have they?
Yeah, wow. but they know full well that everyone wants Vice City. So they have that one you've got to buy.
Nice.
And you got to pay 50 quid for that privilege. Farcical.
So anyway, I bought it for £15.99. So if you own a special edition of, I think it's Xbox, PlayStation, and PC, not on the Switch though. So sorry, Switch owners. But if you own the special edition, you get the anniversary edition for £15.99. That's what I paid. That comes with lots of stuff that I'm not quite sure what it is. But there is fishing. Yes. I got fishing yesterday, which is you find like a fishing site and then you throw your line in and then you press X and then you've got a fish. And now I have to go to Riften to see the fishery. Don't know what that's about, but I'll go to Riften at some point. So there's the Creation Club. Now, I have never been in the Creation Club in my life for any game. So this is like Skyrim, Fallout, because I always thought if you went in Creation Club it would turn off trophies and achievements, and I love getting them. I love getting a trophy pop up. I love getting achievement ding at me. I'm just like, give me all that. I like it. But I read that you can go in Creation Club, download all of it, and still get achievements. So I went in Creation Club. I could buy everything because I already owned it. Now, I don't know why I already own it. I have never been in Creation Club in my life, but I own.
So that's what the anniversary edition is.
All
isn't
of it.
It gives you all the Creation Club stuff. I think that's the point of it.
So why give me 5,000 credits then?
I don't really know.
To buy what? It doesn't make sense.
I don't really know.
Maybe going forward, maybe there might be more stuff coming.
Maybe, but I own everything. Like, there is packs to buy. But these packs are like bundles of all the things I can get free. So I don't understand. There's horses, there's homes, there's weapons, there's costumes, there's just quests, there's new areas. It's just like, gimme, gimme, gimme. And now I know that's a thing. I'm thinking, Fallout 4, does that have Creation Club? Of course it does. What am I going to do at the weekend? Oh, I'm going to put in PlayStation 4. I'm going to download all the Creation stuff. I'm going to go back into Fallout. So even though I have nothing to play, I have all the old games to play. And I, for one, are living my life, my Bethesda life / EA life, BioWare. I'm just going all out on big, long games with added new, because I have nothing else to play because there is nothing else out there for me until
On the topic of achievements, which Anna did just touch on, I do have some sad news for everybody off the back of this last week. Because of Football Manager on Xbox and Forza Horizon 5, for the first time in like 3.5 years, my Xbox gamer score no longer begins with 69. Jeez. I've moved up into the 70s. It's very sad. I'd stayed on 69,000 and something for so very many years because I didn't really play much on Xbox anymore. But certainly Forza in particular is hurling the achievements out. And yeah, I am now in the 70s, and Xbox is just never going to be the same again.
I'm so looking through mine now, and it's weirdly, my son's managed to get me nearly 1,000. He's got me 710 Roblox achievement points. He's sorting me right out. I'm still wallowing in the 17,000s, which is insanely low, isn't it? I don't get achievements very often. Although I was going to say, when Anna touched on that, I didn't want to interrupt at the time, that I'm becoming a bit of a monster for that, because that's what got me hooked on Minecraft. In Minecraft, was trying to get all of the achievements in that. And when it started giving me achievements in Football Manager, I was like, oh, hang on a second. I could try and complete Football Manager. So like getting the Comeback King achievement today, and stuff like that.
Somebody tried to do that. You're familiar with Dupe, aren't you? One of the Football Manager Streamer Showdown lot. He spent the whole of FM21 doing an achievement hunter thing. I don't know if he's actually finished it, but he spent all year trying to do it. Certainly by the time FM22 came out, he hadn't finished it yet. Wow. They've actually added an achievement to the game now called Achievement Hunter, which you get if you do all the other achievements. It's the Dupe tribute. But yeah, it's next to impossible to do. If you manage to get all the achievements on that, you'll be a man of legend.
It says, like, some of them don't sound too hard, but it's not really up to you so much. Like, unbeaten in 10 consecutive games, scoring a goal in 20 games straight. It's like,
There's stuff like go 10 matches without getting an injury or some weird stuff like that. But then you've got the really hard ones like do however many hundred drafts. Drafts take forever to do.
God, your team scored a goal in 30 consecutive games. Only 1.4% of gamers have unlocked that so far, apparently. Don't lose in 20 matches. Don't concede a goal in 5. Don't lose in 30. I mean, I suppose it's invincible season, isn't it? You have to do a bit of save scumming with some of them, I imagine, to really do it, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I've got on FM22 so far, I can't see because my Steam's on the monitor that I've currently got turned off. I think I had about 30 achievements on the new game so far, just through normal play, and I'm probably about 300 hours in. So, yeah, it's a long old slog to get all
There's
the achievements.
On
Hold on, of the new game, you're 300 hours in?
I work hard, Anna.
How can you? It came out on Tuesday. There's not been that many hours.
It's the beta as well, and something that didn't happen, too.
It does say on here you got to do 20 consecutive games without conceding a goal, and 0.03% of players.
Yeah, see, that's just ridiculous.
It's telling me I'm 5% of the way through that, so I must have. I mean, that can't be true because my last game I won 4-3. Don't concede a goal in 30 consecutive games. It's an immovable object. There's some on here. Yeah, like say, play 100 matches online in fantasy draft, earn 200 match points in fantasy draft. You've watched match goal highlights on the pop-up viewer. It's like, I suppose that's not too hard, actually. I thought I was going to say 100 times when I started reading it. You won't get this one, Kev. Winning a fantasy draft competition. It's a bit beyond you.
It's a bit of a challenge, isn't it?
But yeah, no, there are some crazy ones on there. You think they might want to tone some of that down. It seems a little bit too much to try and... Because there's no way you can go 30 games without conceding a goal, surely. No way.
Not without saves coming.
Yeah. But that'd be a nightmare, wouldn't it? Because you'd have to get the first game out of the way first. And then it's like, that's going to be hard enough on its own. And then doing that 30 times, that must take forever.
Yeah, people care about the achievements. So it's like you get the in-game leaderboard at the end of every season, and there's always people who've got like 10 million points for the season. I'm sat there having won a League and Cup double on 300,000 points, and there are 9 million. It's like, what the hell have you done to get 9 million points?
So I'm glad we've had this discussion because I was genuinely flirting with the idea of seeing how many of these I could knock off, but now I've actually read through it.
Yeah,
I didn't read them with Minecraft.
Duke, see how long it took him and whether he actually got it done.
I didn't really read them with Minecraft until I only had like 10 left, and I was like, I realised I could pretty much do them all except that bloody have every ailment in the game at the same time, which would have involved me trying to move a shulker and a dolphin and a wither and all sorts of random things into one little area in the main world to be able to. And I was just like, that's just too much for one achievement, which wouldn't have even given me achievement points because I was playing it in Java. So I'd have only got the Minecraft achievements. I don't know. Like, if we play it again in summer next year, I'll challenge you to just help me do that over a course of a week or something mental, just because it looks impossible. Sorry, Anna, you were trying to speak about something and we absolutely derailed that.
It's all right. Just you lot go on about your Football Manager. again. I just sit here and play Candy Crush because
it is the most significant game release of recent times.
Yeah, but that's I don't play it. No, but I've got
pays for your lavish lifestyle, though, young lady.
Lavish. I don't live lavish. But yeah, right. I never finished Skyrim the first time on PlayStation because I got a notification yesterday on Time Hop, and I had the game and I had the map and I had the book, and I was like, yeah, I never got to finish it on PlayStation 3 because the water, it because they updated it so much because it was so broken on PS3. Every time I would turn it on, it would just like one frame a second. It was unplayable, and I never got to finish it. And I was so into it. Like, I'd been all over the map, but I was at school. I think it was, like, near the end, and they did something to the water, and it was, like, one frame a second. I was just like, I can't play this. As much as I like this game, I cannot play it. And I never went back to it because it was so broken. But I remember it back then, like, for some reason, it just didn't. It would make save files on the PlayStation that was so large that the PlayStation couldn't handle it. And it was just a whole big thing that I'm glad I won't have to go back to. But, yeah, so I had the special edition on the PlayStation 4. If you pop it into your PlayStation 5, you get a free upgrade to the PlayStation 5 one. So, if you've played it on the PlayStation 4 and you get the PlayStation 5, it will not carry your trophy, so you have to start from the start just to put it out there. But that's me, Don. That's all I've played. It's over to you lot. It's just like a big sigh, like...
I will say, Kev, actually reading some of these, you could probably do these in a really weird league. You could probably find, like, the San Marino Football League and just have a team in there that's so good they wouldn't concede a goal for 50 games. But
problem is if you have any mods on, then you don't get achievements either. So to get the really obscure leagues with a really overpowered team, you have to do it organically. You wouldn't be able to do it with an edited database, so it would still take a while.
Fair play. Go on, Pabby.
Okay, so what have we got this week? I too have finished Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
Finally. That game. The game that refuses to quit.
Yes.
It's overall, I really like that game. Mm-hmm. That game is probably top 5 this year.
Yes.
Genuine surprise from me because people wrote this off. The second people saw it and they all went knock off Guardians. Bobbins, and it genuinely is a cool, cool game. Play it with a soundtrack. Don't stream it. It's not worth it. It's the soundtrack is so, so very good.
Yeah.
The only issues I've added with the combat in the game itself is fine. The enemies are the issue. That are so bullet spongy and require so many different elemental attacks and things. I genuinely didn't know what I was doing some of the time throughout the entirety of the game. Even towards the end, I didn't know what I needed to do to lower enemy shields.
Yeah.
And combat just went on for too long. You go into this arena, like you do. You go into set arenas and they all kind of close off and enemies come kind of flowing in. And it's just like, wave, kill them all, wave, kill them all, wave, wave, wave. And it's like 5 or 6 waves each time. And you needed to do about 3. If you put 3 waves in that, it makes the combat considerably less frustrating because you're not having to do it for 10 minutes at a time.
Mm-hmm.
So that is, yeah. So, I mean, like I say, that just compounds the problem with the fact that these enemies are so bullet spongy because you're having to battle them for 20 minutes at a time. It's just, you don't need to.
Hmm.
But I was tolerant. Sorry?
I was agreeing with you.
Yeah. But the story itself is very good. The characters are very good. The camaraderie, the chemistry between them all is perfect. It's absolutely spot on. It makes it worth it, like pushing through that minor thing that is, like I say, combat just wasn't amazing. But yeah, genuinely cool little game. I'd say possibly top four.
Wow.
And I genuinely don't know where it could be in the top three for at the end of the year. I do not know yet. Still in deliberations. What else have I played? I've played Forza. We've talked about that. I did play a little bit of Football Manager, and I'm not going to say much about it.
You loved it!
I played 2 hours of it or something like that. I tell you what, I was genuinely surprised by how good Bolton's squad was. That's what I was for. I was putting it on, I was like, it goes on, it says, right, do you want to do a first 11 versus second 11? I was like, yeah, sure, go on then. And then the assistant manager picks a team sort of thing, like you do. Now look at it going, I know pretty much the entire second 11 here. And then the game went on, and it was like, we were down 2-0 at, like, after 20 minutes. I was like, what the hell's, are you sure I've got I'm managing the first 11 here? What's going on? And yeah, we ended up drawing 2-2. I was like, this squad is really good. This squad is, like, I know them all, and I have, like, competition sort of thing for places, which is something I'm normally, like, struggling for. So, anyway, I'll continue to tinker with that and have just to mess around with that, because, like I said, last time I played as Bolton, it's just so demoralising when you've got no money and your hands tied behind your back. I was like, I don't want to... I couldn't do it, so surprised for that one. I can give you a brief Animal Crossing update.
Go on then.
I've not done any of the DLC stuff. I've just started, just every now and again, just picking up the Switch in the evening, like probably an hour before bed, and I'll just mess around on my island again. It's been nice just to go back to my island and just start working on it again, because I have just abandoned it at some point. I'd cleared it all off, had these grand ideas of what I wanted to do with the island, and just kind of just stopped. So the island is just kind of like, everyone's house is on the beach. There's just a big open land with nothing on it. So I've just started dipping my toe back into it and just going in and seeing what we've got and seeing what's like new things are available in the stores and what ideas of what I want to do and different things that we can do with it. I'm slowly moving people back into the island now. So yeah, it's nice just to go back there, and especially not without the pressure of like having to do tons of like streams for it or tons of actual work for it. Just going on it every now and again, just for an hour or so. The other things I can go back to for you, I've been on a little more Pikmin Bloom. I kind of know what I'm doing now, sort of.
I have no idea.
Today I uncovered expeditions. I didn't know what expeditions were, but I figured out what they actually were now, because it was one of the main challenges I had to do. And I was like,
yeah,
I don't know,
that's where I'm at, and I have no idea what I'm supposed
to
do.
So expeditions, if you like, go on the big map, and it's like things at the top. It says like, you go on the big map, and it shows you everything around you and stuff like that.
Mm.
There's like one of the top tabs at the top is like expeditions. And you can send your Pikmin to. You can see things like around the world, like fruit. You can go and send them to go and collect fruit. So you can send. So like, it's like on the map sort of thing.
I'm going on there now to have a look.
If you go to like, you go to your character profile type thing. Not your where it shows like your daily steps and what have you.
Mm.
On the top of the screen, there's like a thing that says you have however many expeditions, and you click on that, and it shows you what's around you. Like, there's different seeds to pick up, different fruit to pick up, and then you can click on that, and then it'll say, oh, pick some Pikmin to send to go and fetch it. And then you send them to go and get stuff, and it says, like, one will take half an hour. You can send up to six, and it'll take you six minutes.
Yeah.
So you can do that, and then it brings you stuff back.
Apparently, I can send my Pikmin to B&M Home Store with Garden Centre.
Yeah, there you go. You send it and you collect an apple or something like that. And
off you go.
Other than that, I don't know what you're doing with this, other than like just completing the challenges and what have you. Like, the challenges are very simple. It's like, hatch, you know, more Pikmin, do this many, you know, plant this many flowers, do whatever it is, go on an expedition. But it's just it's all right. It's all right. The other one, because I said last week I would have a look at the Witcher one, I did have a look at the Witcher one. The Witcher one is what you expect of a Witcher game. A lot more in-depth, a lot more stuff going on. Holy smokes, there's like a whole story arc going on in the game. I'm playing a proper Witcher game. I wasn't expecting. It's called, what's it called? The Witcher Monster Slayer. And it's like you've got, you open it up and you bring your map up like you would anywhere else. And you've just got monsters everywhere. And instead of like Pokemon, you would like spin the ball and throw the ball at it and give it fruit. And Pikmin, you don't really do anything. You just kind of just drop food for them and then they just kind of eat and you pick the petals off of them. This one, you kind of like hold your finger on the touch screen and then it you're effectively holding the sword and then you've got to kind of like block attacks from it and then swipe at the monsters and attack and like slay them effectively. And then you get like a bestiary for that. But then you've got like you would in The Witcher, you have oils and different like bombs and then like, you know, like The Witcher has like signs that he does, doesn't he? And he like can do fire and whatever, or put a shield up. You've got to then, you can use them, but you've got to like inscribe the sigil on the screen. So it's there's a lot to it. The one thing where the falling point for me is like the quest wants me to go and slay something and it's 10 kilometers away. And I went, nope, that didn't happen. And I was like, well, it's not like I walk 10 kilometers and the quest is given the opportunity to me. No, the quest is 10 kilometers away from my house and I have to walk that direction to go and get it. Jeez. And I'm like, I'm not walking all the way over there. I'm not going over there. I never go over there. So why am I suddenly going over there? So I think that's the end of that game for me now, because I can't progress any further than without me wandering into some housing estate to go and get this thing. I thought it would be at least be like, walk 10 kilometers total and it'll track my steps. It wants me to go to a specific location that is generated because I've got so far in this quest, it's gone. The next quest is over there. I can see where they've done with that. It's a novel idea. But I'm not just wandering around random housing estates looking for taking on quests. And then just,
I would.
But Sheepdog, it's not just it's not a Pokemon stop or something like that. It's not like a set
Pokemon stop. I once drove into a family barbecue near Kev's old house. I was driving around the back of some houses. I got out of my car. I didn't drive into it. I parked up. I walked and these houses were having a barbecue out front of their house between the two or three houses. And I just walked into the middle of it, caught the Pokemon, turned around, got back in my car and left. And they just watched me. No one said a word. They just watched it all unfold thinking, what is he doing? It was like a perfect 100% IV. I can't even remember what it was. Just whatever was good at the time. I thought, I'm not going to miss that. Go on.
From what I can gather, from what it looks like to me, it's not like go to this set location that is a Pokemon stop. It's like a randomly located. It's like as if a random location for you that you find a Pokemon. So it could be
Google
anywhere.
It. See if you can make it respawn. There must be a way. Or
That's what I thought. I assumed it would be okay. I load it up at work. And it'll say like, oh, it's like this far away from me now. It's like it's a kilometer. I think I'm exaggerating. It wasn't 10 kilometers. It was like 2 kilometers this way. And I was like, okay, so it'll be 2 kilometers this way while I'm at work. And it's like, no, it's now says like 50 kilometers, however far away it is, because it's still pinged to, it's like tagged to where I'm at home. I was like, so it's actually anchored quest point that I need to go to. I was like, I don't know what this is. So I just was like, okay, we're not going to do this anymore. But I was genuinely surprised by the amount of depth in it and like this.
Are you sure the object isn't genuinely just at that person's house? Like, you know,
well, even if it is, it's weird. It's just like up some housing estate over across the road somewhere. It's not like if it. It's not.
Might be the option worldwide, though. People in Japan might be crying because they've got to go.
It's weird.
12,000 kilometers to a housing estate up north.
They've all got to come to Bolton to do this one quest. Yeah. That's right at the start of the game. The knackered. No wonder it's not.
You might start. you wander over there, there'll just be a crowd of people. Yeah. The whole of Manchester will be there, the whole of Bolton, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. If there's any Witcher fans out there that never even heard about it, they probably have done. That like, aren't, you know, looking for something like a Pokemon Go. There's a lot to this game, from what I could tell. It seems that, like I said, there's a full-on story-type thing going on, and, like, it's all 3D animated. It's all, like, it looks kind of like there's Witcher, like, character models and stuff in the game and stuff like that. So it all looks like the Witcher game itself. It's surprisingly deep, and I imagine it probably drains your battery for fun because of that. But, yeah, it's another one of those games. And that is your lot. That is all I've played.
Very good.
Keep going. I'll pause my race, unmute myself. Okay. Are we done?
We're done.
We're done.
You're going to pause your what?
I'm playing Forza.
Of course you are.
I'm doing a really long race. It's like a 15-minute race. I'm 85% through. So I've got to pause. But we'll wrap things up there, boys and girls. I think I managed to cut out every single cough. If I didn't, blame Pabby for leaving him in. And in the meantime, make sure you follow us all in the relevant places. You can follow me at Lelujo.
And you can follow me at Sheepdog6K.
I'm at Miss Lelujo.
And I'm at Pab1986.
And we will see you next week, boys and girls, when you better find out what new ailment I have.
Have a good week.
Bye.
Thanks for listening, folks.